Hello and welcome to the Swimming Ideas Podcast. My name is Jeff and I will be your host for today. This is episode number 73. What to do when veteran staff suck. That's right. Today we are talking about what you should be doing at your swim lesson program when your experienced swim instructors are doing a bad job. How do you handle it? What do you do? Do you say something in the moment during a class while you're on deck? Do you interrupt their flow and stop them because what they're doing doesn't work? Let's get started. Let's take a look. That's right. Today we are talking about what to do during your swim lesson program when one of your or multiple of your veteran swim instructors suck. What do you do? How do you handle it? What are you going to do when their performance is bad? This is one of the more difficult things for any manager to face, especially when they've been working with someone for a long time and your expectations of their performance are quite high. Now, basically, this comes out of an experience that I had last week with one of my employees, and I figured I would share my reaction to it with you and my thoughts on how I'm going to go about in the future and what I've done already to address the situation. So, the first thing I want to talk to you about is that this is a veteran swim instructor that's been with us for 3 years. She has been very good, very competent, very lively, very active, engaging, following through with all of our trainings and our style, using lesson plans and the specific language that we use, following our short distance swim setup, you know, three times streamlined then something. But lately she's been a little off. And I subbed in for a lifeguard that didn't show up to work. Which happens and is an aquatic professional. I'm sure you know that, and I'm sure you've done that as well. So I was sitting during a class that she typically teaches, and she was with kids that I know. I've seen them before. I've taught them before when I was teaching a class myself. So I'm familiar with these kids, and I sat down and started lifeguarding and watched her class as part of my scan, and they weren't doing anything. And she was getting goggles and futzing with putting them on and stretching them out, something that should take at most 1 to 2 minutes. There was no motion or movement to go quickly. It was like a delay tactic or a slow disinterest in actually providing any benefit or lesson. The kids didn't do anything for 10 minutes. I sat there fuming, angry, and upset, wondering why my prized veteran instructor, why my trusted employee was not having the two kids in their class do anything. And you can hear the anger in my voice here as well. And that stems out of my disappointment, and that's I'm going to go into that later. It's not directed entirely at this employee, but also at myself for failing to recognize this sooner and address it so it didn't manifest in the first place. But my point is that I saw this happen, and I didn't want to interrupt. I wanted to let her handle the situation on her own without being the overbearing supervisor that demands compliance at all times. So I wanted to see what would happen. They eventually did three streamlines over the course of 5 minutes. There was a long explanation about what to do with exacting perfect language. Which, if done quickly, lock your thumb, squeeze your ears, look down, make sure you put your arms up, 5 seconds at most. She would take 30 seconds or a minute to explain this, the same concept. And then they went to the deep end on kickboards and did nothing, listening to her talk or not talk, and she seemed distracted, and they did two jumps and came back. And at this point, it had been 20 minutes, and I couldn't let it go on anymore because personally for me, my anxiety about not providing a quality lesson while the parents are watching is pretty high. It's always foremost in my mind. Am I giving my participants the benefit of the money they spent on our lessons? That eats at me. I want to know that what I'm doing is moving their child forward towards improved swimming. And if they aren't improving because I'm not doing anything with them, that's my fault. And if my staff isn't doing anything with these participants, then that's my fault as well, because I haven't trained my staff or given them the clear expectations that they need in order to succeed in teaching a swim lesson, which is all about having them do stuff. So I couldn't stop anymore. I was not nice in the moment. Looking back, I should have been a little bit better. I tried to be kind. I told her when they returned that they needed to start doing something, that in the last 20 minutes they'd done three streamlines and two jumps, and that was it, and how that was not acceptable. She started doing more glides, but it seemed as if she had a complete lack of understanding of our progression, that she had forgotten the last 2 years of her trainings. And I was like, and then I had to step in and actually tell her what to do. I gave her a simple progression: do three streamlines, then do three streamlines where they swim with big arm circles for the rest, like the first half of streamline, the second half is big arms. I had to coach her on how to give feedback. Her arms are not coming out of the water. Tell her to bring big circles. That girl is lifting her head. Tell her to put her head down. It was as if she didn't know what she was doing, and it was very frustrating to me. And I didn't want to take over that class, but I felt I had to because they were not doing anything. And after that rough period of me dictating exactly what they were going to do next, she kind of picked up and reset. And I realized I had a tool that I could hand to her. I didn't have to be talking while I was lifeguarding. You know, I didn't have to be paying attention to this class in a way that exceeded the focus of my primary role at the time, that was to make sure that no one was drowning. So I asked another staff member to get one of the general lesson plan templates that we'd recently released for $9.99 on the website, swimminglessonsideas.com. If you click on store, it is the first option there. It's the general lesson plans. And these are designed for these veteran instructors. And I had my staff member hand her the sheet and use, and she was helpful in creating these things. So again, she should have known better. I don't know what was going on. So I had her look at the sheet, and she used the templates on the back, which are the pre-selected example activities that are on the back of each of these. So it's not just the guide on the front, but also sample lesson plans on the back using the formula activity challenge. And her lesson turned around. So the last 20 minutes of her class, the first 20 minutes were wasted. The middle 10 minutes were me, running her class for her when I should have been lifeguarding. And the last 20 minutes were actually effective instruction, where she used this form, the sheet, this general lesson plan to teach an effective lesson, to these two participants. I'm still kind of upset about it, if you can tell from my voice, but that initial feedback for me was very, very trying. I was very upset. I was very disappointed, but at the same time, I didn't want to convey that to her and devastate her and then ruin the lesson entirely. I mean, I still wanted to thread the line between disappointment and maybe a little bit of anger and admonishment, but I also wanted to create a safe enough space that my staff can fail in front of me and they don't have to be nervous about being perfect every time. And I make sure I make an attempt when I'm giving my feedback to remove anger from my voice, so I'm not yelling or condescending or rude, but that I'm also concise and clear And if I do have to step in and be explicit with someone, you know, you have to be doing it this way, I always make sure that afterwards I follow up with them and have a conversation about what they did well, so they have something to lean back on, and then frame my language in a way that next time when you're in a similar situation, these are the expectations for you, and I expect them to be met. That way, my hope is that while I'm upset and angry and irritated, it's not delivered in a negative way. It's my feedback is taken and listened to at the time because it's important. You know, I feel that we have to be providing quality lessons at all times, and when it's not, then I need to step in. And afterwards, I don't want my employees or my staff members to feel like I'm being unduly mean or cruel, unrelatable. I want to give them like a sense of worth and value, because I do value them there, and I do appreciate their efforts, which is why I want to frame my feedback in the meeting afterwards like, next time, here's what I would like you to do. If you see the situation again, here's how I would like you to handle it. I want to give them the tools to succeed in the future without having to be remediated or reprimanded. So my initial feedback was very quick, very deliberate. I tried gently suggesting that they do stuff like, you got to get going. You haven't done anything for 10 minutes. You haven't done anything for 5 minutes. You really haven't done anything. You've done this. This is what you've done. Do something else. You got to do something. And then finally, you need to be doing this, and then do this, and then do this. And on top of that, you need to be giving feedback, and here's the feedback you need to give. And then finally, I stepped back and gave her the sheet and had her use that. And it worked. I mean, it's fantastic. So if you're looking for a really useful and effective tool, in addition to your swim lesson plans, that will form the basis for your lessons, if you want to then provide a tool that gives you a refresher and fresh ideas and allows for that freedom of a veteran instructor, use the general lesson plans. They're fantastic. And like I said in the previous podcast, episode number 71, they follow the formula, action, activity, activity, challenge. And it's powerful. It's robust. It applies to parent taught, level one, level two, level three, level four. It applies to swim team. I've used it with my age group swim team and sent kids to regionals following this formula. So and then the following year they went to state because they got a little bit bigger and their quality was good. So, I mean, it's an effective tool. So use it. The next steps that I'm going to have here with this employee is, so immediately after the class, we were finished, and after cleaning up the deck and making sure that we were ready for swim team, I addressed her directly, and I said, look, I know that some days are off, but here's what I need you to do in the future. I need you to make sure that the kids are always doing something, that 3 streamlines and 2 jumps in the span of 20 minutes is simply not acceptable. And that if you're uncertain about what to do, you can reference this general lesson plan that we helped create. And I know you know, so I'm hoping this was an off day. And then I kind of went into a little discussion about my motivation. I said, you know, I always get nervous when I'm teaching and I'm not doing enough because I feel like the parents are watching the whole time. And they are expecting us to be teaching them and doing something always. And I know that's just me being crazy, but that's how I feel. And that's how I kind of felt when I was watching your class. And I said, in the future, I would like to, if you're uncertain about what to do, you know, reach out. I'm happy to answer any questions. You know, definitely take this general lesson plan, the laminated sheet, and use it in your class. You can reference it if you're uncertain what to do. And you can do anything on there. It's all right there for you if you just haven't spent the time or don't have the mental energy that day to come up with a lesson plan on your own, even though I know you're capable of doing that. And then she seemed okay with it. And we're going to have another meeting this coming week about what happened to make sure that she's trained enough in this. Maybe she's forgotten. I mean, maybe through the course of her teaching, she's just fallen into a rut and I haven't been paying that much attention to her because she's been a veteran instructor. Maybe I need to go back in and retrain her and refresh her on the things that I want done. And that's a possibility. So the question and the topic is, how do you handle retraining your staff? Are you doing regular in-services to make sure that everybody is up to the latest standards for your program? Do you have a regular in-service training for your swim instructor staff? Is your staff big enough to warrant it? Even if it's you and somebody else, if you're a private swim lesson company, are you having meetings on a regular basis to talk about how you're teaching your kids, or do you show up, do your lessons, and leave? I mean, what kind of thought are you putting into your swim lessons in addition to actually teaching them themselves? So for me, I'm always writing down the stuff that we do in our program and sharing it with you. Because I want you to benefit from my mistakes and the things that I'm going through and the successes that we see, which are useful because in our failures, we learn and do things differently in order to get better. So for me, I'm going to have to retrain. I'm going to have to be offering a few more training classes for my staff. We've been really good with our lifeguard training, offering twice a week, but not so continued with our swim instructor training because I've been relying on our lesson plans. I've been relying on my one-on-one feedback during the lesson and training new swim instructors with their shadowing. So the veteran instructors have kind of been, not to say ignored, but not paid as much attention to because of the focus on this new staff. So the retraining or continual ongoing training should be done better, and it can be. And if you're looking for training ideas, there is a category under the blog section of swimminglessonsideas.com called trainings, and there are three in-service trainings that you can actually follow. We just played, talking about not doing them, we did this. We just played the filibuster game where you talk about a swimming specific skill or activity for 2 minutes. It was actually kind of fun. We sat in a circle. We had four people at our training. Each person had to speak for 2 minutes about swimming or swim lesson topic or instruction. You know, it could be anything as long as it was related to swim instruction. And there were two conditions. So the limit was 2 minutes, and I assume that most people would get to that two-minute limit. And then in order to successfully get to the 2 minutes as a filibuster, they had to talk continuously without two things. So there could be no extended pause. So I had one of the listeners listening for an extended pause. If there was one more than 5 seconds, then their timer automatically stopped. The second one was a excessive fillers, like ah, or hmm. So if they did three fillers in a row, like then the timer automatically stopped. So I had one person counting excessive filler words. And then the final person was judging content. So what they said, the quality of the words they said and the order they said them and the message that they delivered overall. Most of them all got to the 2 minutes completely without hitting any of those restrictions. Then we voted on who we thought was the best deliver of content. And it was really exciting. It was a lot of fun. It's a good game. It's inside those training modules that you can get on swimminglessonsideas.com. And the category is training module, I believe. That was a lot of fun. We also did one of the other games in there, which was a field of view type of game where you hold up a object and that had a color, and then you had to say the object and the color, but you couldn't move your eyes because it's a tool to kind of just get at. If you're not looking at it, you can't see it, so make sure it's in front of your face type of thing. You can adapt that for lifeguarding too, for scanning, but that would be appropriate for your retraining of your lifeguard or your swim instructors. And then I mentioned this earlier, but the final step in how I'm dealing with this veteran staff that sucked is I'm going to deal with it in private. So I had the initial interaction with her during classes in a very public place. I had the follow-up with her, which was one-on-one, but still in a public place. I'm going to be running some retraining sessions. And then, like I mentioned, we're going to have a meeting in private where I can kind of outline my expectations, see if there's anything specific going on that I can address directly. If there's something on my part that it's a failing, it's an opportunity for me to learn from that and get feedback. I can address any future behavior and activities and fill the gaps in her knowledge with that. So I can provide her with lesson plans, or I can provide her with other tools or activities based on our conversation in private. So to recap here, what do I do when my veteran staff suck? I get angry. I get annoyed. I make sure that I initially step back and not intervene immediately. I wait to see what happens. Maybe there's something extraneous going on that I'm not aware of. I don't know. People have diverse lives and there's always something personal in them that may be dominating their attention. And maybe they just need a gentle reminder. Hey, get your mind into this. Or I can give them the general lesson plans and they can use that as a reference if they need to jumpstart their activities. Or maybe they're just having an off day and they need that reminder. So initially, you know, that initial feedback, what do you do? You know, give them a quick reprimand. Hey, yeah, do something, like, let's go, come on. Or if that doesn't work, kind of escalate it from there. You know, wait and watch. You know, it's been 10 minutes and you've done one game and front floats once with everybody. That's not enough. Like, let's get going. Is there a reason? Do you need help with something? You know, if I can watch a class and if it's like the instructor is fiddling with goggles too much, I can step in and do the goggles while they teach. Or if they're lacking of a certain item or thing, I can go get it and bring it back to them. If they're just standing there, not talking, not doing anything, and speaking very slowly without any inflection or interest, then, you know, they kind of need a kick in the pants to be like, hey, let's go, come on. Or maybe they just need to be told explicitly what to do at that time. So I would recommend when you have an instructor that sucks, step back at first, figure out what's going on, and then address it, and try to address it with as little anger or meanness, I guess, as possible. So kind of handle your anger and disappointment in a healthy way. And then I suggest you address it with them after the class immediately. Say, hey, what's going on? Here's what happened. State the facts. You can follow that communication principle. You can say, here's what happened. Here's how it affected me and what I felt about it. And then here's how it affected everybody as a whole. So you can say something like, I saw you teaching your class where the kids did three activities in the span of 20 minutes, and I felt like they were not doing enough, and I fear that the parents now are upset because it looked like their kids were doing nothing. And these are how your actions have affected me. Just state simply what happened and then how you feel about it or what the effect was from it. And that kind of removes some of the antagonism or the personal attack feeling a little bit. It still might lead to some shame and unease, but we need to be addressing these things as soon as we can. I'm going to follow through with some retrainings, making sure that I'm making available to my veteran staff that sucked. I'm going to be making available material for her to reference and use. And then we're going to meet in private to review the situation and make sure that there's nothing I'm doing that is leading to this failure of teaching, and that she has all the tools and things that she needs necessary to succeed. What do you do? How do you handle situations where you have an instructor that's out of line or they're not participating in a way that they should be? You know, how are you going about correcting the mistakes of your veteran staff? How do you handle the disappointment and anger that you feel from someone that you trusted and valued and that lets you down? I want to know. I want to hear your thoughts. I want you to share with me in this. send me an email, jeff@swimmingideas.com. That's jeff@swimmingideas, I-D-E-A-S, @swimmingideas.com. Or you can connect with me on Twitter @swimmingideas, Instagram @swimmingideas, and Facebook @swimmingideas. I'm considering briefly here to start doing a Friday live day on Instagram. If that's something you're interested, I'll be taking questions and giving a brief explanation of something that we're doing in our program on Fridays. So I'm thinking about a Friday live day for the summer. If that's something you're interested in, let me know. But of most importance here, how do you handle your veteran staff that suck? And what do you do to keep your anger and disappointment out of your voice when giving feedback to them? Reach out to me, jeff@swimmingideas.com. And as always, thank you for your time. I appreciate you listening to this podcast and continue to listen to it. And I know that tomorrow we can teach better lessons together. Take care.